gentlemen, and welcome back to Bring Something to the Table. I am one of your hosts. They call me John, also known as JY. Sometimes I call myself that and I don't realize it, but I realize that I do that sometimes.
And I call you me, JY.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay, well, here we go. And joining me is the very lovely, what's your name again?
Hello, people. Ashley here.
Hey, Ashley. Welcome back.
Hey, John. I almost said JY.
It's fine. I tried to replace you while you were gone.
What you mean?
Yeah, I did some auditions. I brought a bunch of Ashleys in here, and nobody can say hello, people. Nobody could say it right. I was like, it's hello, people. And it was a whole, it was a mess. It was a mess. But, yeah.
There's welcome. No replacing me.
Welcome back. I know that now. At least, like, nobody free anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, y'all. I like to say y'all sometimes because I'm a country boy. I don't know where I'm going with
this. I don't know either. I'm just rolling with it.
Just go with it. I haven't had my coffee today or tonight, and I'm just kind of a little... Blah, 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 blah. Just got off a long day of work, so... Uh-huh. Yeah, how you been?
I've been okay.
Okay? just okay?
Yeah, just okay. It's been a couple weird week or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we haven't been in the studio in a while. I mean, I don't know if you can hear that street race behind us.
Right.
There's a massive... The thing is, the microphones probably didn't even pick it up, and we just made it awkward.
I kind of hope it does.
Okay. We'll have to go back and check for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're doing good.
Yeah.
And it's almost the weekend.
Yeah.
So you should be a little bit more relaxed, you know?
Getting there.
Because, you know, I'm off this weekend.
I mean, I got roped into working tomorrow or Saturday, so.
Hey, you know, more money, more problems, right? Is that what they say?
I guess.
Man, whatever.
Was that P. Diddy? Or was that Mace? Or was that them together?
You would know more than me. You're so gangster. Somebody's going to make fun of me for not knowing that. And take my black card away. You know how they say that? Give me your black card. You should know that. That's so mean. Don't take my black card away. I don't know everything.
I mean, is that a thing?
People say that all the time.
I've heard people say it.
Like in my family chat room, sometimes my family, my uncles, I got everybody in there, my aunt, everybody, cousins, and they'll reference something. And then me and my sister will be like, huh? What you talking about? They're like, give me your black card. Everybody knows Uncle Ruckus. I'm like, I don't know who Uncle Ruckus is. So.
Yeah, I had a friend back in college that, was it back in college? I don't even know. Whenever Obama was running.
Obama.
And we were talking about voting at the presidency and whatnot. And he said if he didn't vote for Obama, he'd get his black card taken away.
Dude, that's so right. I think when Obama first became president, and we're not going to get into politics, but it was a thing where there are people like, you know what? He's kind of black. I feel like I got to vote for him. He sounds cool. And if I don't do it, like, you know, there was some people. I've heard people say that before.
Gotcha.
But hey, I did not vote for him when he first became president.
Really?
Fun fact, a lot of people don't know that.
Probably didn't vote at all, did you?
I didn't vote at all. people assumed that I voted for him. I lost my job because people thought I voted for him.
What?
Yeah. The owner of my company told me that he was going to downsize if a certain person became president and if we didn't vote the other way. So things went around the company. People thought people voted for certain people. And then I got fired. So I'm sure there's a lawsuit somewhere.
That's what I was about to say.
No.
Isn't that kind of like bribery?
It was in a meeting. All the managers were there. I'm not making
like
this up.
Like a threatening bribery?
And he told us if we didn't vote a certain way, we were going to have to make some cuts. Guess who became president? And guess who got fired like a month after that? So I'll never forget it. Yeah.
Wow.
Insane. Insane.
I mean, I feel like that could be a whole podcast episode.
It can definitely be something. I mean, I don't tell people that story a lot. I mean, when I do tell people, they're like, you should have sued. You should have did so much stuff. But at the time, I was more hurt than anything because, you know, I just lost my job after 6-7 years because somebody became president. So I was a little salty. So
I think anybody would be.
Exactly. Obama! It's kind of like my Zuckerberg, but Obama.
Doesn't sound quite the same.
I don't want to. I don't want to curse your name, Obama. I'm sorry, Mr. President. I know you listen to the show every week, so I apologize. We'll play Call of Duty later. Okay, let's get into the show topic, man.
Yes, please, because I don't know what's going on.
I am so sorry. It's kind of
like how I threw the last topic on you last time.
You did. You did throw the last topic at me, but I ran with it.
You did.
And I'm hoping you're going to run with me again.
I mean, I'll try.
All right. So something happened to me the other night.
Uh-huh.
And it was while I was sleeping.
Is this a PG?
Oh, no. It is. Whoa, chill. This is a family-friendly show. It is very PG.
Okay.
Nothing like that happened in my sleep. But, you know, I had a very, very vivid dream. And it wasn't like a lucid dream where mm-hmm. you know you're dreaming and you can control the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a vivid dream where I woke up from it,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't sure that it didn't happen. Like, I was confused. I was dizzy. I was like, I didn't know where I was for a second. Because not only was this the most vivid dream, I was in it for a long time. Like, I felt like I lived weeks in this dream.
Is this like a Matrix thing?
Dude, I don't know what happened. I don't know why I had the dream, but it was like I was just living my life, but I wasn't. Because obviously I woke up and I was confused. I almost texted a couple of people.
I mean, I'm confused. Maybe, okay.
Okay, let me explain to you.
What happened during the dream?
I'm sleeping. This is a dream. And then I wake up normal, just like I would normally wake up.
Yeah.
But I was still dreaming. So I got out of bed, got dressed.
Oh, so you had like a dream within a dream.
I guess that's what it was. Some Inception?
Inception. Such a good movie.
So good. So
love
good.
It.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm going to watch that again. It was a really good movie. So I woke up. I started my day like I normally do. I made some coffee. I went to work. I was doing things like I would normally do, but it was just a dream. And I guess now that I look back, I was kind of skipping around. Like I would be here and then I would be doing something over there. Like it wasn't like a constant, like a whole day. But I was in the point where I guess I was in this dream for such a long time that it felt really real. And so something really tragic happened in this dream. There were some death, murders, if you would say. So there was a lot of crying. There was a lot of tears. There was a lot of sadness for a while. And then the sadness turned into happiness. I somehow got engaged during this dream.
Interesting.
Yeah. I got engaged during this dream.
Was she from Las Vegas?
Nah, she wasn't Las Vegas. But
I don't think you caught that reference.
I said she wasn't from Las Vegas. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I know you're talking about my chart. I remember everything. So yeah, I ended up getting married in this dream. Had a family in this dream. I'm skipping time. Like things are happening, but I still like it was just such a vivid dream. Like I remember details and stuff I was doing and things people were wearing. And it was just like, it was an insanely crazy dream. Very peaceful. Yeah, there were some crying earlier. But for the most part, it was like, that was a turning point. Something tragic happened that caused me to find my wife, which then, you know, we went on. But so I'm having this dream and we're just enjoying life. You know, we're doing things. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, wait a minute. And then I woke up.
Wow. So you had like a whole lifetime in this dream.
I almost feel like I had a whole life. But then like, I guess I realized I was dreaming at some point in time. But it took me a long time to realize I was dreaming. And so I was just like, well, wait a minute. And then I woke up and I was so confused when I woke up. Like I was like, I'm in my apartment. I'm not in my house. Like, you know, it was a weird thing. And then I was looking for my phone and I was like checking the time and the date because I was confused about where I was at. Like, I was super, like, panicky almost.
Wow.
And a weird feeling. Like, I think it was just, I guess I was really depressed once I woke up. I think that's really what it was. Like, I was just very sad because I was like, it's almost like I found everything and had everything I wanted. And then somebody snatched it away from me and put me back to where I started. And I was like, this can't be a thing. Does this happen to people? Like, does things like this happen? And because it's never happened to me. I've never had a dream. Because I used to try to purposely have vivid dreams back in the day. And I took some pills and stuff. It's a whole nother story.
Okay.
Shout out to Alpha Brain. But, but like, it was just like, it was the weirdest thing. It was the weirdest feeling. And I think it threw me off that entire day when I woke up. I wasn't happy. Like, I wasn't like myself. I was just kind of just mad all day. And I tried to tell a few people about the dream. They didn't really want to listen. That's fine. But it's a lot to take in. But people were just like, oh, it's just a dream. It's just another dream. I was like, you don't get it. It wasn't just another dream. I felt like I was there forever. Like, I was there for a long time, you know? And I was just like, I woke up exhausted. It was a whole thing.
You know, fun fact.
Yeah.
You really only dream between 5 to 20 minutes.
That's what they say.
A night.
That's what they say. That 5 and 20 minutes felt like a damn lifetime.
It sounds like it. It sounds like you lived a whole life.
It was nerve-wracking. It really was nerve-wracking. So then that got me like going down the rabbit hole of like, you know, Googling, obviously, dream stuff. And, you know, that's when people started talking about lucid dreaming. Mm-hmm. But I was like, that's not what I had, though. People purposely make themselves lucid dream because then they can control what's in their dream. You can apparently live out a lifetime in a lucid dream because you know you're dreaming. You can go months and weeks and, you know, days, whatever. You can go that long in a dream when you learn how to completely lucid dream. You can control anything you want, you know? But this was something different. So just researching and, like, trying to figure out, like, yo, whoa, this is weird. But, I mean, you find some stuff on the internet, you know? He's like, but I don't know. I guess it was just a dream. It was just a very vivid dream for what most people, what I researched. It was just a really vivid dream that took place over, I guess, a long period of time. But has never happened to me before. Like, normally I dream, I don't remember. And then I just kind of go back. It's like, I'm going to talk about the multiverse. I can't believe this. Like, there's two different Earths, you know. There's this whole multiverse theory. You know, amnesia is just you getting a memory of somebody on a different Earth doing something that you already did. So, you know, there's this whole big theory about the multiverse and amnesia. Not amnesia. What do you call it? I'm saying amnesia.
Deja vu.
Whew, I sound like an idiot now. So, like, there's this whole deja vu thing with the multiverse, and they're just memories from a different lifetime from a different Earth. And so I started going down these rabbit holes, and, like, it's a weird place to go. It's a weird place to go once you wake up from a crazy dream like this. I was like, a lot of this stuff makes sense. a lot of this stuff is just, like, it is insane. But, yeah, it just got me really curious about dreams and what they mean. And, you know, obviously they can be caused by stress and, you know, if you're having some type of issue at the time. But I just want to know, you know, am I the only one? Like, have you ever had a dream like that before?
Nah. Not that I've always been able to remember my dreams. Like, it's very uncommon for me not to remember my dreams.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, like, you're a special person.
I guess.
That's not normal.
I know it's not normal.
But apparently you dream every night.
I do. Well, I know I do.
Okay. Good for you. But I'm just saying, that's what I researched. They say that you dream every night.
You do, yeah.
And I didn't know that. Because sometimes I'm like, I wasn't dreaming.
Yeah, it's normal not to remember your dreams.
That's crazy.
But I remember my dreams.
Huh.
I mean, like I said, it's very uncommon for me not to remember my dreams. Like, if I don't remember my dream or if it's like starts slipping away, I'm like, that's not normal.
But you know what? You're a writer.
You're right.
Writers are good about remembering their dreams, waking up, catching them down. They jot them down in their little journals next to their nightstand. Then they turn them into books and movies and stuff. You know?
I should probably do that, except none of my dreams ever make sense. Like, none of my dreams follow a storyline or a sequence like yours that you were telling when you went through like a whole lifetime. No, Mine doesn't do that. Like, one part of my dream, I'd probably be, like, on the moon. The next dream, I'd probably be, like, diving in the ocean and just...
All right, I mean...
It doesn't make... My dreams never make sense.
I'll read that story.
I kind of feel like my dreams are for pure entertainment.
I guess your dreams are just you living life, like just doing some crazy, like wild stuff. It just seems like you're just having fun, you know?
Pretty much.
You know, so like, yeah, why not?
I, for the most part, I enjoy my dreams. Now, I do have some strange dreams, and I've had, you know, what they say, recurring dreams over a life, you know, over my life. But yeah, nothing like that. I mean, I've had one, I guess what they would say, a lucid dream where you know that you're...
You know that you're dreaming.
You know that you're dreaming.
Yep.
Or I've had a couple like that, and it was really cool when I realized, I was like, oh my God, I'm dreaming. I'm, you know, I'm just like making stuff happen in my dreams, you know, instead of being like...
I'm jealous.
You never had that before?
I don't think I've ever had that before.
Well, you might have, but you probably don't remember.
I probably don't remember.
I mean, it's so cool because I'm like, oh my gosh. And then, because then you like, I really stopped and I looked around and I'm like, wow, what else can I do?
I'm so jealous.
But, and then I guess I've only had one or two vivid dreams where it's almost like I'm awake. Because I can tell the difference between my dreams. Like, I know what's a dream and what's reality. And it's usually, the vivid dream kind of turns into the lucid dream because I realize, like, okay, this like, everything is sharp. Like, I'm seeing, you know, the way that I normally see when I'm awake. But in my normal dreams, I don't. Like, it's kind of like... The peripherals are kind of like foggy.
Okay.
A lot of times people, unless they're like my close friends in my dreams, I can see their faces. But most of the time when I have random people in my dream, they're just like foggy. Like I can't see who they are. But in my vivid dreams, it's like everything is sharp. I can see. And then that's when I realize that I'm dreaming. And I'm like, oh, okay, what can I do now?
Yeah, your mind's incredible then. Because, yeah, I don't be remembering anything. It's very hard for me to remember anything. Yeah, it's very hard. But, yeah, you got a super brain over there.
I mean, I find it fun. But, yeah, I have a love-hate relationship with dreams. Because okay. I've always wanted to be one of those people that have like these prophetic dreams and like can tell the future and stuff like that.
So you're going way out of the box, girl.
But I don't think I've ever had a dream that's been like somewhat future, like
yeah,
part of the like what's going to happen in the future. I don't think I've ever had a dream like that. Most of mine are just like weird. I've got people in my dreams that I don't even know who they are. I can't even see who they are.
They chasing me. They trying to get me. Yeah. Okay, so I've never had a dream where obviously I'm not predicting the future. Obviously, things happen in your dream and then they happen in real life. You're like, oh, that's random. But I've never felt like I could, you know, predict any outcome of anything. But like I said, back in the day, I used to take these pills to make me have vivid dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mostly during like high stress times at work. I was either working on a really big project or I was programming lights. I was doing something really intense and I would take these pills to help me focus. But one of these side effects were these pills where they would make you have vivid dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stopped taking them. But the reason that I did is because like I would take the pills 2 hours before bed. Because it keeps your mind going or whatever. And so sometimes it was great because I was almost like completing my work in my dream. Like I'd be like, oh, okay, this is what I got to do next. It's like I was still working, but it was just in my dream.
Why would you want that?
Dude, I don't know. It was just like, you know, it was a weird time.
Okay.
But, and so... I would like figure things out like, okay, I know how to go to work and solve that problem I was having with type of deal.
Okay.
That's really what it was. I wasn't just, yeah, I was working, but you know, it was like.
So you're trying to solve your problems in your dreams.
Basically, I'm in my dream solving my problems before I get to work the next day so I can continue working. It was a whole big thing, but I had to stop taking the pills because one time I woke up and I wasn't sure if I was asleep or not. Like, I was confused if I was still dreaming or if this was actually real life. And
that's kind of freaky.
So I'm just like, I'm like looking around because things are kind of fuzzy a little bit. And I was like, am I sleeping still? Nah. No. I'm getting ready for work. Like I'm driving to work and I'm still feeling a little lightheaded. I'm just like, is this a dream? Like I'm thinking in my mind, and I was just like, I wasn't dreaming though. I was actually awake. I was going to work, but
that's
scary. I gotta stop taking these pills.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say I missed them, but sometimes it was nice to be able to remember my dreams because unlike you, I don't remember them. But taking these alpha brain pills, I was remembering everything. So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe
I don't know, man. That's kind of scary.
You want to try some alpha brain?
Nah.
They sell it at Whole Foods.
Nah. I like my dreams just the way they are.
I guess so, man. But yeah, this obviously bugged me enough to where I wanted to have an entire podcast about dreaming. I don't know.
That really does remind me of the movie Inception.
Yeah.
Because it kind of almost sounds like someone planted like a thought in your head, completely disturbed you for the rest of, you know.
Yeah. You think somebody's in my brain planting things? She's like, got you now, sucker. I pissed somebody off and they're just like, you about to have the worst dream of your life.
But you had a good dream.
It was. And that's I think that was the thing that bothered me the most, that it was a good dream. And I also saw a more confident side of myself that I guess I'm not actually that confident. Yeah, people are like, oh, you're JY, you are confident. You talk in front of people, you do these speeches, you get on the microphone. Yeah, whatever. I'm still a nervous wreck a lot of the times. People just don't see it. I'm good at faking it, you know? I'm a very fake it till you make it type of guy, where it's just like, yeah, I can do anything. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm super nervous. And I'm just like, yeah, I know it's going to work out, but I always get those like jitters a little bit, you know, like
that's normal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it is normal, but it's just like, man, if people knew some of the stuff that was going through my mind before I did something or had a big event or I was emceeing. So, you know, it's just like, it's insane. Like how scared I am. It's like, and I don't know. I don't know. You say it's normal, but it's just
I can be a very angry person.
Oh yeah.
But I can smile at your face and you wouldn't even know.
Oh, I know. I know every time you're angry.
Oh no, you haven't seen me angry.
I want to see you angry.
No.
Do it now.
You know, no.
What do I got to do? Do I poke you?
No.
Can I throw something?
No, I don't get that angry anymore, really.
That's good.
It was mainly just during my
dark ages. Oh, here we go. I don't want to see you that angry.
But no.
I don't think I ever want to see you that
does.
Angry.
Nobody does. But no, I could hide it though, you know? I mean, because obviously my life had to keep going. You know, I had to go to work. I had to go to school. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew anything was going on. So.
I mean, I get it. I mean, there's people now that I work with that I don't care for, but I still smile. I still ask them how they're doing every day. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is going to sound really messed up, but you're dead to me. Like, you know, it's just like, you're just really not a good person. Like, I'm tired of pretending like you're a good person. Like, I shouldn't have to, you know, but I have to keep the peace at work. But it's just like, you're really a shitty person. Like, you know.
Well, you're a nice person for doing that.
I guess so.
You're rising above.
And that's the thing. I'm trying to be above the situation. Yeah. I get it. But it gets hard sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, oof, I got to take a step back.
Right.
Because so-and-so is going to say something and I'm just going to be labeled another angry black man. And that's definitely what I don't want. That is like my biggest fear is somebody pushing me to the limits and I get angry at work and then they just write me off as another angry black person. They don't see anything like, oh, how'd he get here? Or why is he that angry? It's like, oh, he's black, so he has to be angry.
And I think anybody who knows you would not think that.
I would like to hope so.
Because if you're angry, there's some reason you're really angry.
Yeah, that's what I try to tell people.
So I said.
I don't know. I don't know if they believe me or not. Because I don't get mad easily.
Well, I know. So that's why I'm saying if anyone who really knows you saw that you're angry, they're not going to write you off as just another angry black guy.
Still a fear I have. I got to get over it, I guess. But it is what it is.
I was going to say a specific name, but maybe I shouldn't.
What did it start with?
Moving past, you know, getting out of the cycle.
Okay. We'll talk about it after the show. I will remember. Anyway.
But, well, do you have any theories about what you think it was? I mean, you talked about the multiverse.
Dude.
Do you think this is another life that you had?
I feel like, okay, we're on Earth Prime. I'm going to say this is Earth Prime, which is number one for most people. But I do think maybe on Earth 32, there's a version of me that's living almost the exact same life, but just with a few different tweaks. When I don't do something, he does it. When he doesn't do something, I do it. Like, I feel like we're there. It's that close. And obviously, we can't see it because they vibrate and move at a different frequency. So we can't see Earth 32. But that's where deja vu comes in, you know?
Gotcha.
And when you're dreaming, sometimes you cross over between Earths. You just don't know it. They ain't dreams per se. There's just stuff that you're doing on other Earths that you just can't control. Now I sound like a crazy person.
Oh, no, there's a lot of ancient cultures that believe that, you know, dreams are a way into like other dimensions.
Ooh.
Like the astral plane. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
I heard of the astral planes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Looking to go next winter.
So I mean, so that's a theory. What my question is, what do you think dreams really are?
Man, I think there are a lot of different. They're obviously there's something going on in your head. They're either stress related or, you know, I don't know.
Listen, I must have so much stress in my life that I have these awesome dreams every single night that I remember, and I wake up and I'm just like, I'm in such a good mood.
Every dream's not stress related. Maybe that's just me. You can have good dreams out there. I get it. There's just, you know, it's. I think we dream because it's like, obviously you're saying you're diving and you're falling off cliffs and you're snorkeling and stuff. We all dream about doing certain things. You know, we all want to be in a better place. We all want more than what we're living now. And sometimes, yeah, you can't get there, but within a dream. So, I mean, I feel like, yeah, dreaming is healthy in a way. I mean, we didn't even get on nightmares. We can have we haven't even touched the whole nightmare surface and why we have nightmares.
Well, do you want to? I mean, I can't remember a time where I've periodically had nightmares. I haven't had one in a long time. Knock on wood. I'm going to go have a nightmare tonight.
I'm coming for you.
Stop.
Here I come.
Stop. It's so creepy.
I'm like, Ashley. It's like
I'm sleeping with the light on tonight. I used to have a reoccurring nightmare. But I haven't had one, like a scary one, in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, I can't remember anything. Really? No, I haven't really had too many nightmares either. I can't think of. I mean, back when I was younger, for sure.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I was a scary little kid. You know, anything you saw on TV, I watched a scary movie. Like, I would instantly dream about it. Like, it was always in my head. I had to put on cartoons.
Oh, speaking of which, I can't watch scary movies because I will dream. I'll have a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah, so if I watch a scary movie...
Oh, we got to watch a scary movie.
No.
We have to.
No. Usually I have to watch something like not scary right after it. Otherwise I will have a nightmare.
We're going
to
watch a scary movie. I got to pick out one. I'm going to pick out a movie where you think it's not scary. And then when we're halfway in it, I'll be like, gotcha, bitch. You know, just something just, you know. No?
No.
Man, I like scary movies. Because I know they're not real, you know. But I guess... Look at this. This is things screaming at us on the TV.
I see that.
You guys can't see it, but there's a monitor behind us with the timer on it. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why we dream. I don't. Maybe it's just for a temporary escape. Maybe it's to help us relax or to cope with whatever we're dealing with. But I just know. God damn. Ashley started another timer and it's for an hour. She put an hour timer on the screen.
No, that's what came up next.
Okay, whatever. But yeah, as I'm saying, I don't really understand why we dream or what's going on in our mind. And this is me not doing any heavy research. I'm sure I can go and read a bunch of books about dreaming and they will explain to me, hey, this is why you dream, you know? But this is our perspective. You know, we're not saying we're experts. This is what we've gone through. This is what we've, you know, what we learned.
Well, from what I understand that I've researched.
Yeah, you did do some research.
No one can really say definitely why we dream or what it means. Like, yeah. I mean, obviously there's like there's tons of books that you can find that's like, oh, interpret your dream. You know, you saw a dog in your dream. This is what this means, you know, that sort of thing. But no one can really say definitively why we dream or like what it is.
You want to know something that somebody told me once that messed me up for a long time?
I don't know if I want to know.
Have you ever had that dream where you're falling and you kind of hit your bed? You know, like it feels like you're almost floating and then you kind of like fall.
I mean, I've had a dream where I've like jerked awake, like where I have this sensation where I'm falling, but
that's what I'm talking about.
I'm not floating. Well, it feels hovering like above
it's not, you're actually floating, Ashley. It is whatever. It's the, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's the sensation that you're falling, and then you're just like, like, you know, you kind of jerk.
Yeah.
Somebody told me one time the reason why you jerk like that is because you died in your sleep. And there's angels that are carrying you up to heaven, and then they realize it's not your time, so they drop you, and then you land back in your bed and you wake up. Like your soul hits back into your body or whatever, and then you wake up. I don't know why that shook me so much, but I was just like, yo, don't say, like, I got the weirdest chill. Like, you know, I was like, ooh, don't tell me that. That's just, I don't know. It's just when people say stuff like that, it just.
Well, that is kind of creepy.
It just creeps me out, you know? So.
But other people would say.
Yeah.
It could be you astro projecting, which you're having like this out of body experience.
That might be fun. I looked at some out of body stuff before about how to get out of your body and project and stuff like that. But I read that it could be dangerous because you can get stuck. So I tried it for like a couple of weeks, because like when you're laying in your bed, you're supposed to like reach for something. Every night you're looking up and you're reaching for something.
Like physically reaching.
Yeah, you're
out.
Physically reaching for that thing that's too far away, and then so you keep reaching for this thing that's too far away. But eventually you're going to grab that thing, and you're going to realize that you're no longer in your body. Like, I read this whole book on it.
Wow.
And I was trying to figure out how to do it. But then when it said that I might get stuck, I got scared. I stopped reading that book real quick. I was like, what do you mean I get stuck? I was like, I don't want to get stuck. But there's a lot of celebrities and a lot of people that used to do this exercise.
Who used to do this?
Real thing. Are you making this up? I want to say Sinbad was one of them. Remember Sinbad? Remember the comedian Sinbad? I want to say there's something on the internet you can find about him like astro projecting himself.
Really?
Yeah. Just random people used to like.
Listen, I'm
glad I can make you laugh.
I have talked to some people who said that they've done it before.
Uh-huh.
I have not tried because I don't know that I believe
it. You
want
to get stuck. It ain't got nothing to do with believing. You get stuck, you're right. Done. You're going to see your body laying there. You're going to be floating around like, I need to get back in my body.
Well, I'll just come find you.
Oh, dude, I'll whoop your butt. If I'm laying in my bed and you're hovering over me talking about, hey, Joe, and I would be like, Ashley, if you don't get from floating over me.
It's like, I'm stuck, Tom.
Nah, you better get out of here. Not tonight. I know I'm dreaming. I know I'm dreaming. That's what I keep saying. I know I'm dreaming. I know I'm dreaming. And then I'm going to go right back to sleep.
Stomach.
Oh, man.
I mean, some people swear. It's never happened to me.
Look, like I said, I've never been able to do it either. I just know I read that one book and I was like, maybe.
What? You're going
to
do it tonight.
Because I think what it was is like you're supposed to try to pull the string on your fan. It's what the book was saying. It's like reach for something that you can physically touch. And I think they were giving you an example of reaching up for the string on the light. And so you're supposed to keep reaching for that string every night. And eventually they're saying you're supposed to actually be able to pull it from laying it. I don't know, this whole thing. I got to see if I can find it.
Yeah.
It was such a long time ago, but this was the weird kid that I was. I was like looking this stuff up like, oh, I'm about to float.
I mean, that would be cool because, I mean, apparently you can go into like other dimensions, you know,
see,
with these
things.
I don't
want to go into other dimensions. Oh,
Well, you can find your spirit guides too, they say, and, you know, your...
I got a spirit
learn
guide.
Learn things and maybe talk to an extraterrestrial or something.
Extraterrestrials? Are we talking about aliens? I saved a show on my Netflix and I was like, I'm only going to watch this when Ashley's over here. That reminded me of the extraterrestrial thing.
What's so, that?
What? It's a documentary based on if we were to find alien planets and how their animals would be. That
interesting.
Looks pretty legit.
All right.
So
we'll try it out.
I was just like, oh, this looks like something fun we could watch because we both kind of like that alien thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
Question.
Yeah, what's
up? Do you ever have, well, I guess you can't answer this because you never remember your dreams.
I didn't say I never. It's very hard for me to remember them.
I was going
to
ask if you had any recurring dreams.
Not since I was like a kid. I used to have the same like nightmare of some clown or something. It would like... It was so generic and cheesy, but it
was
like,
Al Stabia? Were you seeing it in the future?
It was not Al Stabia. But I mean, I've had the dreams that the people like when all your teeth fall out. Have you ever had that dream?
I hate those dreams because it's like, for me, it's almost like it feels like my teeth are dissolving.
Yeah, it feels so real. it feels so real. I'd be like, just like, what happened to my teeth? Like, it's so
bad.
Well,
apparently there are dreams that are universal. You know,
apparently
like,
everybody has that dream.
Yeah, and the feeling naked or being naked or something.
I ain't never had no naked dream.
I haven't either, but
I'm jealous. I want to run around with my tallywhacker hanging out and not getting in trouble for it. You know,
I've never had a naked dream, but apparently that's a really universal dream.
I think I'm not allowed to dream about anybody naked. In my dream, my mind doesn't let me get that privilege. Because I'm gonna tell you this one dream, I dreamed about said woman, and when she took off her shirt, I couldn't see nothing. It was sensor bars. There were sensor bars where her tata should be. So ever since then, I was like, I can't dream about anybody naked because my mom won't let me enjoy it. I put sensor bars because I feel so bad about it. So.
You have a guilty conscience.
I'm a super guilty conscience when it comes to seeing people naked. And I've never been able to see anybody naked in a dream or have any type of intimate dream because I censor it out. Ain't that crazy? I'm so mad at my mind. I'm so mad. It's just like not even a little glimpse. I either wake up or it's a sensor bar talking about,
Oh, you're so modest.
Don't call me modest. I'm a rebel. Bad boy. But yeah, I've always had that dream. And people think I'm crazy when I tell them that. I'm like, they're like, nah, man, I don't have that problem. What? I was like, how do I get over that obstacle?
That's hilarious. Have you ever had a flying dream?
Besides the one when I'm falling because the angels dropped me. I don't think I've ever had a fly. I had a really dark dream one time where I died and they put me on a school bus. And it was like, you laugh at me, but it was a really scary dream. I woke up in tears. So I basically, I died.
Can't get over the school bus.
I died and they put me on the school bus. And they said, this is the school bus that takes you to heaven. Everybody has to ride the school bus.
Aww.
And I said, okay. So I'm on the school bus. And then we're on the school bus and we're flying up to like this very bright white place. And then all of a sudden, the bus starts going straight down. And starts like spinning and twirling and just going down. And then the bus sign that said heaven flipped to hell. And we were going down. And so... And then we started going like through a city or something. And then when we were in the city, I was like, So I jumped off the bus. And now I'm
into the city.
And so now I'm running. I'm like escaping. Like I'm like a fugitive. Ashley, I don't know what that dream meant. I don't know what I was going through. And that was like a year ago I had that dream.
That's pretty funny. Wow. I've never...
That was as close as I came to flying, and then I plummeted.
I don't think I've ever had a dream where I was going to heaven or hell. I haven't had dreams like that. Mine are just really weird. Mine make absolutely no sense.
Well, I'm going to give you some of mine.
The only like reoccurring dream that I've ever had was a tsunami dream.
Ooh.
And I've had it since I was little. And the last time I had it was not too long ago. It was like a year or so ago. But yeah, it's always the same. I'm usually standing on the beach. And I'm looking out at the ocean, and the water just slowly gets pulled further and further back. And then I'll just be standing there watching it, and in the distance, I'll see this huge wave coming and getting closer and closer. And when I realize what it is, I'm like, oh, shit, it's a tsunami. So I turn around, I start running, and then all of a sudden, there's this huge, like, mountain-sized sand dune that I'm climbing up trying to get over before the tsunami hits, but I never reach the top and the tsunami hits.
Oh yeah, you crazy. Yeah, you crazy.
And it's always a different beach. Like the scenery is a little different, but the gist of it's always the same. I'm watching the tsunami come and then I run away. But I can never get away because there's this huge sand dune in the way, and I'm climbing up the sand dune. Now, I have gotten to the top of the sand dune at one time, and then I watched the tsunami hit, and it's like just below, like right at the very bottom.
That is insane.
Yeah. But, yeah.
That should have been the end of your dream sequence. If you get to the top, you shouldn't be having that dream.
No, I still have the dream.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any dreams like that, I don't think. Nah. I ain't got nothing like that. I would like to.
But, yeah.
But I don't. Man, dreams are crazy.
Dreams are really weird.
Can we have an episode about the multiverse?
Oh, apparently you really want to talk about the multiverse.
It's possible, though, right?
I mean, I don't really know.
Is it possible?
I don't know.
There's so many things in space we don't understand, though. There's so many things out there that we don't understand.
I mean, they say there's multiple dimensions.
Yeah, that's like the multiverse.
I don't know what the multiverse is.
How do you not know what the multiverse is?
I don't know.
You tell me you never heard of Earth 19?
No.
Where we all have an evil doppelganger? No. Okay.
On Earth 19?
Yeah, Earth 19.
Why specifically Earth 19?
Oh, just a bad number.
Okay, I feel like we're going to have to record another one after this about the multiverse.
We'll do a bonus spinoff about the multiverse. Ashley, thank you.
Thank you, John. Well, I want to say one last thing.
Okay, what do you got?
So sometimes they say that the reason you have dreams is because you're trying to work through something.
Oh.
So I wonder if maybe your dream had something to do with what some of the things that you're trying to work through.
That is a good possibility. That is a really good possibility.
Because I've had a couple dreams. They're recurring, but they're different. And I finally realized what they were trying to tell me. And I haven't had any since. And they've become different.
Wow.
Yeah. So
you didn't solve that obstacle, overcame it, you moved on, and now you got another dream.
Yeah, I have to solve another riddle.
I got to get better at solving these riddles, though.
Right?
I don't like this.
I mean, it's something to think about.
Man, it is something to think about.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where else to go from here.
Well, that was a fun conversation.
I'm sorry. I know it was random, dude. We went all over the place. Some people are going to listen back to this. You know what? If Christina is listening to this episode and you're at 45 minutes right now, just a shout out to Christina. Because Christina listens to every episode. She always sends me a message talking about them. She's laughing. She's having a good time.
Aww.
So shout out to Christina.
Thanks,
for
Christina.
Always just giving me positive feedback.
There you go.
And good vibes. You know, we're going to bring you to the table one day. We got to just get you in here because you have been like one of the biggest supporters since we started this journey. So
thanks, Christina.
I just want to give a special shout out. You know, I mean, there's a few other people out there, but you know, y'all ain't getting no shout out yet.
Oh. Well, we did give the shout out to my niece that one time.
You did. Your niece. Yeah. Good job, niece. High five. That was me high fiving your niece.
I'm sure she'll appreciate that.
Nah, she does. Who's that weird guy that high fives me? The weird dreaming guy with the multiverse. He's such an idiot. Oh, gosh. All right. I can control the end of the show. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate it. We'll be back next week with a brand new exciting episode about the multiverse.
Yes, exactly.
Probably not. But thanks for listening, guys. Remember, thanks. Like, comment, subscribe, all those things. We out.
Bye.
Bye, people. Was a scary dream, though.